Hey everyone, this is Horror Nights Cat, or Chris Files on Earth, or Beaky, whichever name you know me by. I wanted to start off this episode with a little introduction on who I am and how I got started in the horror and theme park community. My first horror movie was Creature from the Black Lagoon. I saw it when I was 7 years old, and my introduction to modern horror was Scream when I was 8 years old. I've been going to Orlando since I was 3 years old. So for the last 22 years, I've made it to the park at least once every year with a little 6 year break when I lived on the West Coast, where I spent that time going to Disneyland since it was just closer. My goal is to just keep going 1 to 2 times a year to Orlando, of course, make it for Horror Nights, and also just be there because I love theme parks so much, and I do have a local theme park, Six Flags Great America here in Illinois, but I just really need that theming, that atmosphere that you can only get from being in the theme park capital of the world. I guess I should start off with my first Horror Nights being HHN 29. I've had chances to go before, but I never really felt like doing a solo trip. I would rather just go with my family. But now that I've grown up more, gotten more independent, I just like, okay, I'm just gonna go to the theme parks whenever because I can't be waiting for y'all. I have been keeping up with everything Horror Nights since 2007, I think. I was really young when I discovered what Horror Nights was because I had only been going around summer and winter times to Orlando. So discovering that there was an event where Universal would use IP and original ideas to make these houses in a way that local places around me couldn't do it was just so amazing to me. I would just go onto the website back when the websites used to be crazy and just click on everything, click on every corner, trying to see things pop up. It was the most exciting time of the year for me to see that website like fully finished and ready to be like explored. My first Horror Nights being in 2019, I think I got so lucky. I think besides 25, for a new person getting in, 29 was the perfect place to get in. We got so much good original content. Graveyard Games is my favorite Horror Nights house from that year. And while I'm talking about it, Zombieland was my favorite scare zone just because I liked being in a place surrounded by people and not knowing who was gonna like be this character. I would be walking next to somebody and they would just like scream in my ear and I would freak out because I still get freaked out from anything. Any loud noises, anything just makes me leap and just start running. I feel like I kind of got lost there, but I don't know how to make a podcast, so I'm just gonna keep going, and hopefully by next episode, I'll have like a better idea of what I'm doing and a structure. Because right now, I just wanted to introduce myself and then talk about this speculation map version one. So the last thing about this intro is I want to tell you what I want this podcast to be. I've always wanted to do a podcast. This isn't something new. I've just always thought having a place to just talk about things, especially things I'm really passionate about, would be such a good like idea for me. I'm a very quiet person. I have extreme social anxiety. And besides like finding specific people to like unload all of my passion and stuff about onto, I just feel like I keep my mouth shut all day and I'm just like living in my own world, like thinking about Horror Nights and theme parks and movies and everything. So I just wanted to do this. If you want to listen, that's cool. If you want to like be on an episode, that's cool too. I think it's a great way to make tighter connections in the community and I also want people to just do whatever they want to do. I'm very scared to do this, like truly terrified to do something like this. I've released music, I release art, every day. I've had YouTube videos. I mean, that was just for my friends. But doing something like this, so public and something that people could easily find, is just scary because I don't think there's ever been a long form version of me talking. And well, here it is. So, yeah. What I want this podcast to be is a place to talk about horror nights and horror movies and movies in general. I think talking about past years of horror nights would be really fun. I don't have to do like a whole history of Halloween horror nights, but talking about what I would have been most excited about and the scare zones and the shows, things that I never got to experience that hopefully they bring back someday. That'd be really fun. And the last thing is, I would love to interview my artist friends and have them talk about their process when they started. I'm just so interested because I started drawing when I was, oh, I think like 17. And before that, I was doing poetry and like songs. And after that, I was doing YouTube videos. So I've gone through almost every medium of art and expressing myself. And I want to know everything about an artist's mind because I'm just like, I have to make stuff all the time. And I want to know about that for other artists. I think that'd be one of the most exciting things about doing this. I really feel like they should have their voices out there. And if they're too shy or scared to do it, I hope that seeing that I'm at least trying to do something like this would inspire them to come on the podcast and talk about things. Yeah. So those are my goals for this podcast. Let me just do a quick rundown on this version one of the speculation map by HN Nightmares. I was on Twitter at the perfect moment. They wrote out today and did that horrible emoji face that for some reason freaks me out. And I have friends who will do it on purpose to like give me that yucky feeling inside. But yeah, it's the eyeball, the lips, and the eyeball. I can't stand that. I was on Twitter like 10 seconds after they posted the spec map, and I immediately just sent it to my girlfriend, and we're doing 2 weeks this year for Horror Nights. So I'm just so excited. I'm just going to do a quick rundown on these houses. I'll start with House A and then just give my idea on what I think it could be. I've heard a couple ideas and read a couple like theories on what these things could be, but I'm just going to tell you what immediately popped into my head. So, House A is Universal Monsters, The Mummy versus the Wolfman. Obviously, there's been Frankenstein versus Wolfman at Hollywood, but I will take any Universal Monster thing. You can give me anybody, and I will be the happiest person in the world. I have the Blu-ray box set for the Universal Monster movies. I was going through them when quarantine started. I had already seen the main line, and now I've just been going through the sequels, and I'm just so happy that Universal Monsters is getting 3 years in a row of a monster house. I would like to have something more like The Bride of Frankenstein, where they take the brides of Dracula and put them into a story with the bride. So it isn't just here's a couple of scenes of Egypt, here's a couple of scenes of a forest. Now they somehow meet. I hope it's something like, I hope it's something like a third party bringing them together for some reason. And we get to see other monsters, creatures of the nights, being prepped for the eventual sequels to these houses. I would have preferred a bride sequel with Dracula, but I will take anything monsters. For House B, Seaside Village, when I read this, my immediate thought was The Simpsons Treehouse of Horror 29. So they lure the family to a seaside village with a flyer talking about free food and everything. And right when they're about to get their food, supposedly, a fisherman tells them that they've been trapped and they're about to be consumed by this monster. And Homer tells them, hold on, like you have to abide by this ancient law of the flyer and give me my free food first. So they do an eating contest, and Homer beats him. And, there's like fish goblin monsters taking off human skin. I just love anything in that style, and I'm wishing that we get something in that vein of horror where it's fish creature monsters, and eventually we see a giant squid monster just hanging over us, about to devour us. And yeah, I'm excited about any original, but the idea of being in a foggy village and imagining what Universal Creative is going to do to get us in that mood is so exciting. So for House C, it is Fear Street, and I'll admit I have not seen the trilogy. Obviously, if this gets confirmed, I have to watch it, and I already want to watch it, so it's not like somebody is like pulling my arm or anything. But I have no idea what this could be. If I watch the movies, I'll probably have a better idea. We'll see with the next map if it stays on there. Or if it gets replaced by another Netflix property like Midnight Mass or Haunting of Bly Manor. But I'm excited for anything. I know that it's three movies, so it's going to be hard to condense into one house. It was already hard for Stranger Things to do two seasons to one house, but I still really like that house, and I know people don't. I don't know. I just give us a Stranger Things four house. My girlfriend never got to see that, but she'd get a chance if we can do it this year. So, House D is The Last of Us. I haven't played that game. I bought the game. My brother played it. I didn't even watch him play it, but I hope I get to experience a video game house. And if this is based off of the TV show that's coming out with Pedro Pascal, or if it's going to be. I'm just excited about anything that could have a different style, so I'm really interested to see what they're going to do. I know it's like a zombie game, and that's as much as I know. I know it's emotional, and it's a zombie game. So I hope this goes on to the next map and we get to see something. I don't think I'm going to have time to play the video game. I play a lot of Counter-Strike and Minecraft. So I don't know how I'm going to fit a single player story game when there's so much coming out that I want to play. But we'll see. If it does get confirmed early on, I will play it. E, The Curse of Pandora's Box. This one, I saw a run through in Hollywood and I was so jealous that we didn't get to experience it here in Orlando. I say here because Orlando's my home base. I've gone so many times. I've probably been to Florida more than my girlfriend, who was born in Florida, has been in Florida because she left early. I think that makes sense. But yeah, I want the Curse of Pandora's Box so badly. I want that neon paint, 3D pop. Everything about that house just was so beautiful to me. And I really hope we get that one. Like, if I had to make my top three, like, please give me this house, it's going to be any Universal Monster House, it's going to be Pandora's Box, and it's going to be Seaside Village. That's my top three. Like, please confirm those early on give me all the hype that I need to survive. But yeah, I don't know what else I could say about that. I think you can just watch the video, because I don't even need to give like my idea on what that would be. So House F is El Chupacabra. I'm Mexican. My girlfriend is Puerto Rican. Puerto Rican. We'll see which version of this is chosen. Maybe it's going to be a mix of both. I don't know how you do that unless you like make it a dog creature and it transforms into a more human-like creature. Give us some more Hispanic houses. I want people out here mispronouncing all these Hispanic words. La Llorona, people always calling it La Lorna. And I'm just like, yo, the double L is a Y. Easiest way to remember. I have to tell people every year when October comes around, Llorona, Llorona. It's so easy. It's exciting. I do want a mixture of both. Like, now that I've said a dog-type creature transforming into a human-type creature, I will always take something from other cultures over zombies, vampires. As much as I love them, I would want to see more Japanese horror and more German horror. These things that are so foreign to us being brought to these places, as long as they're treated with respect and care, it would be so interesting to see what other countries have to offer. G, underground creatures. Chud. It has to be. I don't know if they would use chud, but cannibalistic humanoid underground dwellers? That's the first thing that came to my head. I've never seen the movie. It has John Goodman in it, so I probably should see it. And I probably will if this one gets confirmed. But it has to be these creatures in subway tunnels, something dark and scary. And it has to make it to my top five, because I'm so scared of the dark. The tunnel in Graveyard Games, where it was pitch black, was the scariest moment of my life. I've almost died a couple times, but I would rather take those experiences again then go through a pitch black hallway with wooden blocks dropping, because I barely survived that house. And that's why Graveyard Games is my favorite house from 29. H, the Evil Dead. I love the Evil Dead too. I'm excited for Evil Dead Rise. And I have not seen the remake. So the thing that I'm hoping for the most would be Evil Dead 2. Because it is the perfect comedy house if we have that scene with... Is it a spoiler if I say this? With the deer head and the lamp. With the Pixar lamp just hopping around. And, oh my god. I need everybody to see Evil Dead 2. It is one of my favorite horror movies. I know we've had Ash vs. the Evil Dead, and I do like that show. I haven't finished it, but Evil Dead 2 is what it has to be. I don't think that they would do promotion for Evil Dead Rise. Ooh, I'm gonna be honest. I got distracted by something. I have very bad attention problems, and I don't know what I was talking about earlier. I know it was Evil Dead was the last house I was talking about, but I will get better at this, I promise you. House I, Halloween. I never got to do a Halloween house, and I know people are tired of Halloween houses, but with how good Texas Chainsaw was last year, are you really going to deny me, the chance to do a Halloween house? I know it's going to just be Michael Myers hopping out and scaring me, but I want it so bad. It could be the original house. It could be a mixture of Halloween 1 and 2. It could be Halloween 3, Season of the Witch. It could be a mixture of the new requel. Or, yeah, it's a requel, right? I will take any of it. It is just, you could give me Curse of Michael Myers, and I will be happy. I just want to experience that. Halloween has always been one of those movies that's really haunted me. As a child, I watched it every year, of course, on Halloween night or November 1st. I really think I'm gonna benefit by having a co-host because, like I said before, my attention is just so bad. I shouldn't have done it right now because right now I'm like super hyper and I keep getting distracted by things. And Jay, The Weeknd. I have only heard three Weeknd songs. I know his career spans years, like a decade at least, but there is a song by Kavinsky that he remixed, or that he was on a remix of. And I love that song so much that I refuse to listen to a remix of it. I guess I was just so childish as a teenager that I didn't want to listen to The Weeknd because he was so popular and he was remixing a song by my synth god, Kavinsky. But when I finally listened to it, it was so good that it instantly made me a Weeknd fan. But honestly, I never went past that. I've only heard like Blinding Lights and Starboy. But now I will listen to the album, even if it doesn't get confirmed, for him to be tweeting about it and being a fan of horror and everything. I have to give it a chance. And I know I'm gonna like it because I've heard it's a lot of synth now. And I always thought it was just like pure pop. And I do listen to a lot of pop artists. But I was always like, oh, like I'm fine. I don't need more pop artists. But to hear that he's moved to like a synth pop type style, I'm so excited to listen to the new albums. Anyways, that's it. What could you do for the weekend? I do hope we get a weekend house. If he really is a fan of horror and we give artists who are fans of horror the chance to give us their creative vision for it, it could be like something we've never seen before. With the Billie Eilish house, I've never listened to Billie Eilish, but I was excited for it because I knew it wasn't going to be, oh, here are her music videos as a haunted house. I knew it was going to be something that she created and was given that freedom to make. So I know that if we do get a weekend house, it's going to be something from a horror fan with a synthy soundtrack. And it could be the best house for me for HHN 31. Just because horror and synth music and these blinding lights that are obviously going to be in it are everything that I need that is different enough. I want to have people on this because there's no going back. If I mess up, I mess up. And we get to just laugh at me. But yeah, thank you so much for listening if you made it this far. I'm excited to do this. And let me know if you want to be on this and what you want to talk about. Because I will have an episode out for each one of these speculation apps, these horror movies that I see. And I want to talk about some old horror movies. There are terrible movies from the 70s and 80s that live rent-free in my head. And I just want a place to talk about them, to make people watch them as well, and to hear these reactions from people that I care about. Thanks for listening.